I'm a Markheim, a sort of angel, but not the sort with wings and a harp and a halo. Markheims are the black ops. We do things other angels can't or won't. Me, I'm a talker, subarchy, reverse curse. Upstairs pulled me out of retirement for a mission down in this soggy town. But when it was done, I didn't go back. I had questions, and the answers weren't up above in the fix. Now I'm walking neutral, half-fallen, in what we angels call the show. But I gotta watch my back, 'cause things can always get uglier.
Previously on Markheim.
At least take your ticket back. There's no place to hide it up there, you know that.
Throw it in the sea. Angels never check there. Demons neither. It's off territory. Dead neutral.
All right. There. It sank.
Good.
You're gonna get bored up here, you know that?
That's good. Bored is safe.
Well, you say that now.
It's no use. You can do it all day. These bullets just melted me like butter. Yum. Now gimme. You like guns so much, why don't you eat it?
Sam will take this as an act of war.
Sam can't win an all-out war.
No, but he doesn't always act out of his best interest, does he?
Sar Samael has had plenty of warnings. Blaze them all. And now, episode 10 of Markheim by Paul Mullen.
My self-imposed exile from downtown is starting to take its toll. Here I am, sitting at the top of a laddered lifeguard's chair, throwing pennies into Green Lake from a roll I got at the Key Bank across the street. I want to be over. I want to be done. I want to be finished. I want to be gone. I want to...
Hey!
Hey!
What are you doing?
You can see me?
Of course I can see you. Why are you throwing those pennies into the lake?
I'm making wishes.
It's not how it works. It has to be a fountain or a wishing well or something.
Oh.
And are those special pennies?
Special?
Yeah, like did you find them heads up on the sidewalk or get them as change from buying Pokemon cards?
No.
And how are they special?
I didn't know they had to be.
You can't just buy wishes polluting a lake.
I'm new to this.
The pennies have to be special.
Okay.
Otherwise, who knows what you might get.
Okay.
I gotta go. My dad's making that worry face he does when I'm too far off.
I don't like it when the meat kids can see me. They seem to know things I don't. I sit in my lifeguard chair as the dark gathers... Something's changed. A bike goes past behind me. I watch its speed on its way, counterclockwise, around the lake. Why am I noticing that? Something changed? What? The air? The same neon flame-colored bike passes behind me again. That didn't take long. How far around is this lake, anyhow? I can see the bike. Rocketing its way past the bathhouse. But it isn't just flame colored now. It is flame. And here it comes again.
Markheim.
And now the bike is flying faster than any bike or car or human thing could fly, setting the path around the lake on neon fire.
You did this.
There's something wrong with this bike.
On your left. Shit.
Thought you could hide from me, Markheim!
For an insane second, I think about diving into the lake to escape Sam's rage. But the notion isn't worth a snort. Water might as well be a wall to an angel. The surface, whether puddle, pond, or ocean, is the edge of utter ignorance. Utter black. Utter lack. Bottomless. What you would call terror... We angels call impossible. Impassable ain't gonna happen. Sam? I'm still working, still collecting information.
Are you now? You look pretty relaxed up there in that lifeguard's chair. How do you like my bike?
Markheim.
I'm not sure I do, Sam.
Wanker.
Really? But you helped trick it out, see? Its two wheels are the dominations I smoked. And then I made the frame from your victim.
I had no choice.
You always got a choice, Markheim. For instance, you chose to go to Iafiel against my expressed wishes.
I needed information. I was hitting brick walls.
You chose to pass along my plans to smoke anything from the fix moving show site in this town.
You told me to pass it along.
And now she's blazed every single operative I had in this city. Not to the crisp, but gone. For good. How am I going to replace those demons that I lost forever, Markheim?
I don't know, Sam.
Oh, I do. I got a perfectly good, unsmoked talker, Markheim, staring me flat in the face.
I'm neutral, Sam. You guaranteed my neutrality.
You want to lawyer up with me? What was my title before I gave notice?
Archangel.
Of what, Markheim?
Archangel of Justice, Sar Samael.
Damn right. I invented lawyers. All guarantees are contingent. And yours was based on you paying information and not fucking me sideways.
Sam.
Close your eyes and make a wish, Markheim. I'm about to blow you out.
I close my eyes and try not to beg, but I fail. Please, Sam, please. I'm no good to you in hell.
That's what you think.
Sam, stop.
I open my eyes. Suddenly she's there, so beautiful, so stark. Iafiel.
Well, I'll be damned if it ain't Keats' angel.
Let us smoke her, Sam.
Your fallen doms overrate themselves, Sam. Shall I box them for you?
Really?
Right here?
Really, Princess Isle? You take my bike away from me.
Enough. We need to talk. Let the Markheim be. He didn't blaze your demons. I did.
Fine, let's talk.
Where?
You choose.
Fine.
And with that, they were gone. The doms comprising Sam's demented bicycle, Sam himself, and the Angel of Truth. I didn't wonder where they had gone. I was just glad they went.
Shh, Black Francis! Tidge, are you sure this is cool?
Sure, I'm sure.
How are we gonna get Black Francis in through this window?
You go in first, then you can pull him up by the collar, yeah?
Okay. It's okay, boy. Come on up. Come on, Black Francis. Come on. Push him up, Ditch.
You mean like his butt?
Yeah, dipshit. Push his butt.
Okay, okay. Shit.
That's a good boy. Good boy. Well, are you coming in or not?
Fuck yeah. I gotta sleep too, Liv.
Do ya? I thought you were invincible.
Doesn't mean I don't gotta sleep. Don't joke about what you don't know about.
Welcome to Sky City at the Space Needle.
Reservation for two under Joe.
Really?
Ah, right this way.
The Space Needle.
What's the problem?
It seems a little, I don't know, trite.
The truth is often trite, Sam. You know that.
This place is sweet and huge.
Fucking A. My uncle's the contractor on the remodel. No one ever comes here by at night.
Where's everybody else?
Everybody else who?
You know, Stank and Shitstock and Gummy and the crew. This has got room for 20 at least.
Fuck them, I can't trust all those people. I need to sleep. It's been hard to sleep lately.
Okay, whatever. You pick a room and then I'll pick one.
You can pick first.
For reals?
For reals, but it's gonna get cold.
That's cool. I got BF. He likes to snuggle.
What about me?
Find a fucking blanket and sleep in another room. I'm serious, Didge. No bullshit or I'm outies.
I wasn't hitting on you.
Okay.
I'm sick of being lonely. People treat me like a freak.
Maybe you shouldn't dress like a freak with that mask of hair and all.
It's my job.
Okay, whatever. You still gotta find another room.
Okay, so...
Come here, boy. Good night.
Good night.
To truth and justice, together again.
Hardly. It's dinner, not dating.
So? You know, I've been looking to retire for a while now.
Who's stopping you? Do us all a favor.
Not alone.
So take someone with you.
Not someone. You.
Let's get serious, Sam, shall we? Is there a point to this parley?
I need to find out who's making a move in Seattle. I assume it ain't you, notwithstanding you wiped out my entire crew here.
I don't like it when my operatives are threatened.
Clearly. So how do you feel that someone's working a fixed clockwork down here without your knowledge?
I'm listening.
You got a newly minted wandering Jew with glowing hand taking actions, dropping my name, though it ain't clear he actually knows what that can bring. And you got what smells like a meat walker running him. Now, with a wink, I could smoke all these troubles away. But that would still leave me curious. Who's behind it?
We started tracking those two about a week ago.
Two? So you don't know about the soother mark I'm in the mix.
I'm not going to get into what we do and do not know.
Yeah, okay. I'll tip you the soother for free, Io.
While I'm down here, I'd appreciate, as a courtesy, that you call me Joe.
When hell freezes over.
I'll hold you to that.
If we joined our operations...
Oh, Sam!
Hear me out. Temporarily, and very, very conditionally, we could smoke this clockwork into some daylight.
My orders are hold and defend. Business as usual.
And yet, just a few turns ago, we had dominations torturing a neutral Markheim on the orders of pseudo-Tsar Regal.
I'm looking into that. But I do find your term, neutral Markheim, curious. What exactly is that?
Not sure myself. I'm finding out.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm gonna stick with the winning team on this one.
I wish I could say I expected different.
And yet, you parley with me.
Darling, I'd parley with you every day of the week until hell really did freeze over.
Yeah. Okay. Ever the charmer.
I'm speaking your precious truth, and you know it.
All the same, winning team, sticking with it. Nothing personal.
It never is with you, is it?
And it never isn't with you.
Guilty.
So, I'll see you in hell.
If you get that far, team winning's got the guns for it, if not the heart. God knows I'd love to see you again.
And I hope you don't. No offense.
None taken.
The night's dark gradually drains to indifferent gray, what passes for daybreak in Seattle's season of fall. I am beginning to find my new squat in Green Lake almost peaceful. My inkling of trouble doesn't dawn until I watch a huge, sopping, long-necked silhouette lurch toward me out of the lake. I'm sitting 10 feet up in the lifeguard's chair, but am still only staring at its bloated belly. Its head bobs bizarrely at the end of its extended neck. A bloated white hand holds up a dripping piece of parchment to my face. I can't read the writing anymore, but I recognize it. My soul silently bottoms out into an abyss of terror.
This.
It's a ticket. Mine, actually.
Mine, actually.
No, mine.
No, mine.
It looks different. The writing's changed. Where did you get it?
Mine.
Fine, yours.
Yours.
Where did you find it?
Found it.
Where?
That. There.
Green Lake. You found it in the water.
Oh, water. No more horror. This.
Well, that's a ticket to the fix. They only let angels up there.
Up there.
Good luck, friend.
Not friend. Brother.
Brother.
More.
More what?
Coming.
Wait! What does that mean? But the long-necked freak doesn't answer. Instead, it shambles dinosauric through the trees to the east and then on through the house-lined streets. If it was headed to heaven, it had a long way to go and no hopes of getting there, ticket or no. I don't know about uglier, but things just got a hell of a lot weirder.
Next time on Markheim.
Get back in your own room.
I can't sleep, Liv.
Unless you want to hug this, I suggest you fuck off.
Are you threatening me with a knife?
No, I'm warning you with a knife.
You. You're the soother.
That's right. It's okay. So, the Seattle Markheims meet. It's all gonna be okay, brother.
Yes, yes, by all means, keep trying to glow me.
I
said keep trying.
Join us next time for Markheim.
There's this trick Sam taught me.
Huh?
Wanna learn it?
Sandbox Radio Howl was written by Scott Augustson, Elizabeth Heffron, Paul Mullen, and Wayne Raleigh, with original music composed by Jose Juicy Gonzalez. Howl was recorded by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our sound tech was Max Langley, and our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen. Follow us on Twitter and catch up on any episodes you've missed at our website, sandboxradio.org. Sandbox Radio is made possible by the generous financial support of our audience members and listeners like you. Help us create future episodes with a tax-deductible donation at sandboxradio.org. Hope to see you at the next live show, and thanks for listening.